Well, meanwhile, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is touring his European allies. He met the Swedish Prime Minister today and both leaders signed a cooperation deal. Well, joining me on set now is our international affairs editor, Douglas Herbert. Doug, what do we know about this deal then? What's it about?
Well, what's about the beginning of a potentially massive airport export deal, aircraft export deal. It would be these fighter jets. They're called Gripen. They're produced by Sweden in Saab. The Swedish government would essentially be buying them from Saab and then supplying them to Ukraine. And the order calls for, within the next 3 years or so, ramping up production of these jets. It's a fourth generation of these jets, to perhaps 100 to 150 of them, sending them on to Ukraine. The Gripen are basically, when I said they're fourth generation, they've been around a while, but they were really deployed in combat, this new generation, for the first time this year. Actually, Thailand in its confrontation with Cambodia. And what they are is they're used in aerial air-to-air combat, sort of aerial bombardment missions, also reconnaissance missions. It's everything, really, the type of jet aircraft, the jet fighters that Ukraine needs for its future air force, especially at a time where it's really more and more up against it in the face of higher technology types of Russian attacks, greater swarms of drones and missiles, almost night after night at this point coming from Russian